is our returning champion, Sandy Adelson from New York, New York. Stand by to see Sandy play for a pair of jet skis, valued at $5,998. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Cadillac, valued at $26,304 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion now, Sandy Adelson. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Jim.
Sandy, you seemed a little stunned there at the beginning. You should be used to this by now.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to this.
Well, you're doing very well. $143 in your bank account. Jay was talking about the jet skis. They're worth almost $6,000. You need just $32 more because they cost $175 here on Sale of the Century. And to intrigue you further, if you had a big win, $117, and that's possible, you're very bright, $117, you could instead take gold coins worth almost $9,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
Isn't that nice, David, whistling, a little whistle to start the day?
Whistles anytime.
Anytime. Who did you bring us?
This contestant drives to work from Placentia, California. Here's Tom DeMary.
Hello there, Tom.
And she's a thrifty shopper from Still Beach, California. Help welcome Phyllis Kagawa.
Hello there, Phyllis.
Hi, Jim.
And Summer, we'll see you a little later with some bargains. Thank you. Phyllis, why would she say you are a thrifty shopper?
I love to go to thrift shops and find little treasures everyone else has ignored, come home, spiff them up, and sell them to antique shops.
Oh, so you're kind of doing some business too, huh?
Yes, and it's fun.
Well, it sounds like it would be. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Tom, you drive to work. A lot of people do.
Well, it's different in my case because I'm a golf instructor, so I actually go to work, then drive. So when
I start
driving, work starts.
I see. Sounds like good work. You enjoy it?
It's just great. I gave away my suits after 8.5 years, put on my short pants, and have as much fun
as
I can.
That was it. Nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. We will start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. He gets to go shopping. Good luck as we get started with this for $5. The singer who stars in TV's Gimme a Break is Nell... Tom?
Carter.
Carter it is. $5 for the correct answer. Tom goes to $25. In Paris, it's the Metro. In London, it's the Tube. Sandy?
Subway.
What's it called in New York City? You are right. Subway it is. Good anticipation. First $5 for the champion. What is a Tin Lizzy? Tom?
Model A.
No. Oh, no, no. We would have accepted simply a car or a Model T. It is not the Model A. Tin Lizzy, Model T. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer on that, Tom. Sorry about that. Down to $20. According to the old expression, when is it always darkest, Tom?
Before the dawn.
Oh, no, I'm very clearly the time. The clock hit. The judge gave it to you. The judge said you started it. Way to go. You got a 25. I wasn't so sure about that.
I was in trouble.
You started at the same time. You are entitled to finish it. The judge gave you credit. Good for you, Tom. Back to 25. What's consomme? Sandy.
Soup.
Soup is what it is. Sandy, very quick with a bucket now. Goes into the lead. And I must say, with instant bargains and ones coming up right now, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sandy's picked up some good things. And Sandy, again, you've got the lead. $5 lead over Tom and the opportunity to pick up this good thing.
Hi, this is Summer speaking. I can't be there right now, so I'm sure lucky I have Codaphone's 2530 answering machine with remote message retrieval from any touch-tone phone without a beeper and the 7410 feature phone. It's a home communications package furnished by Codaphone. It's normally priced at $315, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
That's terrific. Summer, I must say, either you're throwing your voice or you're getting a cold there. It sounded very strange. But this is not strange. This is good stuff. The phone, the answering machine, everything to go with it.
My office messages.
You could indeed. $315 for just $5. You'd be in a tie with Tom.
I'm weak.
We've done this before, so I'm going to try it again. Sandy seemed to like it before when I said, I'll give you $200 to go with it for just $5. Going once. Going twice. Yeah. You got the phone, the answering machine, $200 in cash. just $5. Now you knock that off your score and the tie with Tom. And Phyllis, just a question behind. What fictional cowboy hero has been played on film by Robert Livingston, Lee Powell, and Clayton Moore? Sandy!
The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger it is. Sandy beats Phyllis to the buzzer and gets that five right back. What do the Eskimos of northern Canada call their traditional domed snow houses? Sandy?
Igloos.
Two in a row with the champion, and she goes at 35. You're right. Which Mark Twain character was the boyfriend of Becky Thatcher? Sandy?
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer is right. Champion really starting to make a move now. Goes to 40. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of that Fame Game board with money cards, a lot of nice prizes up there, and a lot of information about a thing, famous thing. I am a TV series that premiered in 1980. I've since won many Emmys, including Best Dramatic Series. Tom?
Hill Street Blues.
You are right with limited information, beating Phyllis to the buzzer. Very nicely done, Tom. First of all, we'll show you where a $10 money card is.
Find the number 3.
And the lights are flashing, and we lock those lights into your buzzer. It's up to you to stop that flashing light, and you'll get wherever you stop.
Okay, 3.
3! You missed the money card, but you've got a nice prize, I hope. What is it?
Kitchen appliances. Hamilton Beach Appliances. Featuring a cordless Freedom knife with rechargeable batteries, moves anywhere. Also, continuous 6-speed food processor. Furnished by Hamilton Beach Scoville.
Over $300 worth of appliances. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And we will be back to it right after this. Well, the champion already has enough money for the his and her jet ski. She just has to win. She's at 40, Tom at 25, Phyllis at 20. We're back with this. What do we call those funny pieces of wood that are almost impossible to eat with, Tom?
Chopsticks.
At a Chinese restaurant, yes, indeed. Chopsticks it is. Yeah, Tom goes to 30. The old song tells us heavenly shades of night are falling. Phyllis?
It's twilight time.
That's what it is, and Phyllis finally beats him to the buzzer. Atta girl. She goes to 25. What Caribbean dance is done by bending backward, Phyllis?
And
moving underneath a low horizontal pole, that is the limbo. Yes. The limbo, and you lose 5 back down to 20. Sorry about that. What occupation do the following people have in common? Rick Dees, Dr. Demento, Tom?
DJ.
And Wolfman Jack, all DJs, disc jockeys, yes indeed, Tom the 35. But with an instant bargain, Sandy, you've got the lead. A $5 lead. How about this?
Sandy, you'll really warm up to this hot gift. Ooh, Frigidaire's finest electric range with an easy-to-clean lift-up cooktop, electric clean oven, and dual radiant baking system. Frigidaire appliances, here today, here tomorrow. And it's normally priced at $700, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, Sandy, $700 range. It cooks great. It's real. Oh.
Oh, no.
You think it's a little overdone there? Sandy,
we're redoing our kitchen.
This is nice. Yeah. You're redoing your kitchen. You could use this.
I sure could. I've got the first stove ever made, I'm sure.
Well, this is one of the latest. This is the latest model. $700 would cost you in the store. You've got a $5 lead, so it's not even going to cost you $10.
Oh.
I'll let you have it for $5. You'll be in a tie with Tom. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, lead a little too small there, yes?
Yeah.
All right, didn't want to buy. She hangs on to that $5 lead. Each year on March 19th, flocks of these migrating birds, Sandy?
Swallows.
Return to San Juan Capistrano Mission. Yes, indeed, swallows it is, Sandy to 45. Name the feminist writer who was the editor of Ms.
Phyllis. Gloria Steinem.
You got it, and you're in a tie, or excuse me, not a tie, up to 25. In 1803, the U.S. doubled its size when it purchased, Sandy.
Louisiana Territory.
Yes, indeed, Louisiana Territory, Sandy to 50. In what part of your body is an ophthalmologist interested? Sandy?
Your eyes.
Everyone's gone for the buzzer, and Sandy's beaten into that buzzer, and she's right again. At 25 miles from Las Vegas stands the huge dam named, Tom?
Hoover.
For our 31st president, Hoover it is. This time, Tom is quick with the buzzer and goes to 40. Talking about the Hoover Dam now, you've got to picture the Hoover Dam. It is 725 feet high, 1,244 feet long. It contains over 4 million cubic yards of concrete. And yet, our government affixed to the dam a sign that says, U.S. government property, do not remove. We'll be right back. It's silly now. Sandy at 55. It is Tom at 40. Phyllis at 25. We're back to the fame game, and this time we look for a famous thing. I am an alcoholic drink, at least 80 proof, first mentioned in writing in the 17th century. I could be either white or amber. During the early history, Phyllis?
Rum.
Rum is exactly right, with limited information. Very nicely done. Well, Phyllis, you've got control of that board now. We will show you another money card.
Behind number six.
It's a $15 money card. You've got two of them very close together there, locked into your buzzer, Phyllis. Good luck. Stop the light whenever you want to. Right on the $15. And just like that, Phyllis gets into the thick of things as we add that $15 to her score, ties Tom for second place, and they're both just $15 behind Sandy. Back with us. Who shocked the world in 1936 by abdicating the British throne? Phyllis?
Prince Edward.
Edward VIII, Duke of Windsor, anything like that acceptable? Phyllis in second place. In many sermons, this four-letter word accompanies... Phyllis?
Amen.
Ah. Let's have amen and brimstone. No, four-letter word accompanies brimstone. It is, of course, fire. Fire and brimstone. And amen to $5. Back down to 40. This Hollywood leading man played a writer opposite Barbara Streisand in Tom?
Robert Redford.
The Way We Were. Robert Redford it is. Tom back in the second place at 45. But Sandy. Sandy, a $10 lead. Didn't want to buy before, but can we interest you in this?
Sandy, if you're going off your rocker in the big city, get away from it all to the beautiful Beasley House. You'll have four relaxing days at this quaint bed and breakfast inn in the picturesque Napa Valley, a 1902 Colonial Revival mansion long on charm and hospitality, furnished by the Beasley House and solely priced at $1,065. But today on Sale of the Century, it is for only $15.
Couple of teenage swingers there, huh? Isn't that nice? The Napa Valley, gorgeous up there. You ever been there?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. You'd have such a good time. Over $1,000 trip to the Beasley House for not $15. Sandy, you've got a $10 lead. I will knock the price down to $10. You will be in a tie with Tom. And Sandy, just for you, I'll do it again. I'll give you $200 spending money to go with it. $1,265 trip.
Beautiful.
You'd be in a tie. Going once.
All the
going twice. She's going to buy.
All
enjoy that.
Way
to go. Sandy, say a surprise as well. My goodness. You hit one before, right?
Yes.
Got a lot of cash. And a surprise to go with that trip is one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, $800 more dollars in cash. Great time to buy. Way to go, Sandy. Sandy, that is, that's another $1,000 in cash. I got to add up her cash alone, and we'll knock the $10 off the score. We've got a tie, and Phyllis, just a question behind. We will be right back after this. Way to go. Sandy, I promised I'd check. In addition to great trips and prizes, you've got $2,700 in cash you picked up along the way. That ain't bad. And she and Tom are in a tie right now, and Phyllis, just a question behind. Name the great British admiral who fell at the Battle of Trafalgar. No buzzer hit this time for sure ahead of you. It is Nelson, Horatio Nelson. You don't lose anything on that. Score stays the same. In the familiar myth, the nymph Echo loved Narcissus. Whom did Narcissus love? Sandy?
Himself.
His health, yes indeed. And Sandy back into the lead by five. What's the title of the film that's subtitled How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb? Sandy?
Dr. Strangelove.
Yes. Yes indeed. I think just ahead of that buzzer. And a $10 lead for Sandy. And a $25 money card going up on that board. Third crack of the fame game at a famous person. I am a lively, witty woman born in Vienna in 1755, the daughter of an emperor. I married a king. But before long, I engaged in frivolous plotting that helped undermine his throne. Tom.
Josephine.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of the board, so you stay at 45. We'll clear the board. Continue for the ladies. I helped undermine his throne and bring about the revolution. I am quoted as saying something silly and thoughtless. Phyllis?
Marie Antoinette.
Let them eat cake is what she said. Marie Antoinette it is. You are right. And again, Phyllis gets control of that board. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind in number nine.
Well, Phyllis, you hit 15 before. Hit that 25 now. You'd be in the lead. Oh, She went very quickly and missed it. What did she get?
She got some lamps. All-size lamps, octagonal tea caddy lamp, a swing arm table lamp, and pharmacy floor lamp, all solid brass, furnished by All-size Lamps.
$500 worth of lamps, so are yours. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Sandy in the lead at 55. Tom just two questions behind at 45. Phil is just three behind at 40. And we've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What type of food are ricotta and mozzarella? Sandy.
Cheese.
Right. George Washington supposedly chopped down. Tom.
Cherry tree.
Right. Name the TV show that featured Artie Johnson, Ruth Buzzy, and Tom.
Laughing.
Right. What does the U stand for in the abbreviation UFO? Sandy.
Unidentified.
Right. Honeymooner's Delight at what waterfall located in New York? Tom.
Niagara Falls.
Right. What month comes in like a lion and out like a lamb? Phyllis.
March.
Right. In what sport is Willie Shoemaker a star? Tom.
Horse racing.
Right. What does it mean if someone calls you a southpaw? Tom.
Left-handed.
Right. Give me the first name of poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning's husband. Phyllis.
Robert.
Right. On what mode of transportation would you find a crow's nest? Tom.
A sailing ship.
Right. Robert De Niro starred as champion boxer Jake LaMotta in the movie Raging Sandy.
Bull.
Right. What European country's flag is known as the tricolor? Tom.
Italy.
Wrong. What newspaper first exposed the Watergate scandal? Tom.
Washington Post.
Right. Name the long, narrow country that occupies most of the west coast of South America. Tom.
Chile.
Right. And Norm, time is up, and Tom is the new champion. Chile, and he won it today. Congratulations, and back to Tom in just a moment. The European country flag known as the tricolor is the flag of France. We got to say goodbye to our champion, first of all. Well, she didn't make it to the jet skis, but my goodness, has she done well. Tea service, metal detectors, sunglasses, sportswear, radios, cutlery, butcher block, cookware, the answering machine, the trip to the Napa Valley, $2,370 in cash, over $7,200 in cash and prizes. Congratulations, Daddy. You did great. And Phyllis, not going home empty-handed. You've got the lamps with the cash in front of you, $550. Thank you as well.
Thank you.
But Tom DeMary, he comes out on top. Come on, Tom, let's go shopping. Way to go. You had a $5 lead, and when you hit that buzzer on a tough and chili, if you had missed it, we would have had a tie. You did not, and you are standing here as the champion. Now, ignore the price. You are entitled to the first prize. You've got $80. You easily have enough money for this.
If you mean business about decorating your home office, how about this beautiful desk? Work just may become a pleasure, seated behind this classic desk of solid brass with a thick glass top, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus, this elegant mirror, a beautiful design to reflect favorably on your decor. The mirror is inlaid and trimmed in brass from Designer Repros. And these gifts, normally priced at $3,109, they're yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85? They could be yours? If you'd like to try, you were asking me about the jelly beans. Go right ahead. Karen was visiting a friend of hers back east, and he gave her some jelly beans, but we don't want to talk about that. Tom, you won with $80, so remember, forget the $85. You can have it for $80. You can take these and leave us, or put your money in the bank. The next thing up the line, another $95. You've already seen it. That's the his and her jet skis. This you haven't had a good look at. If you get up to $260, the next level up, and that's not that far away, you could have these.
Go for a symbol of success. These 24-karat gold coins. Beautiful Canadian maple leaf coins. Each one weighing an ounce and stamped 999. Furnished by Vic Pereira of Los Angeles. Normally priced at $8,814. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Oh, that might be something to go for. But, Tom, I'll tell you this. You won't have to make any decision at all if you get to $750. That'll get you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $76,000.
That's growing. The total, $147,075 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But that's a ways away to think about that. Right now, with your $80, you can think about this, taking the desk and the mirror and leaving us, or putting your money in the bank and playing on. And we'll get your decision.
It's going to be tough.
After this. Back with our new champion, Tom DiMeri. You've got enough money to buy the brass desk and mirror and leave us, or put your money in the bank needing $95 more and another win for the jet skis. Tom, what's it going to be?
Well, boy, looking at that desk over there, that looks like something that would be real hard to resist, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to come back and try to.
So you're going to put your money in the bank. Question for Tom. Now I've got one for myself. Tom, it's about my slice. I've got another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. Tune in challenges next time on Family Rules Entry. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
That's where I always get stuck. Now it's about
It's like that.